Gee, the recriminations continue at the Broncos. I see on NRL 360 last night, they were talking about a rumour about, well, I'll let Buzz Rothfield, the bloke that reckons he broke the rumour.
Really nasty people spreading some rumours about him that he was going to keep an extra spot open on his 30-man roster for his son, Billy, who was trying to get out of the West Tigers. He rubbished that. He had a joke and said, no, I kept it open for Cameron Smith.
What is going on with Kev Walters? Only this man might know.
The Big Breakfast's Rugby League Insider. Dobbo, get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
May as well start there. Dobbo, how are you?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Look, the bottom line is that this was 100% kept open for Cameron Smith. Cameron Smith had indicated in November last year as he was driving down the M1 back from the Sunshine Coast that if he was going to come and play, he would play at the Brisbane Broncos. This was a smart move by Brisbane at the time. They kept the spot open for Cameron Smith, and Reece Walsh was actually in the development phase of his contract. So from round 11, he could come on and he could play in the NRL. Kevin Walters implored him. He said, mate, if you wait till round 11, you will play for the Brisbane Broncos. Obviously, Reece Walsh was too hungry. He wanted to get his hands on the ball. There was no interest Super Cup last year, so he wasn't able to play. And they got a little bit, I suppose, lopsided because previous management at the Broncos had promised Reece Walsh that he would be in the 30-man squad at the beginning of the season.
Uh-huh.
Now, they couldn't do that. That was not Kevin Walters' doing. They kept the spot open for Cameron Smith. Billy Walters was coming and he had nothing to do with that vacant position. They've still got that vacant position open, if you must know, at the moment.
So they've only got 29, righto?
29, yes, at this present moment. So that is all that. And there's been that rumour doing the rounds and rounds and rounds.
Okay.
I think the right
Billy was set to come in February. There was lots of talk. Yeah. Channel 9 did a report.
Yep.
Billy Walters was coming in February. Cam Smith announced his retirement in March, and they released Reece Walsh in April.
Yeah, they've also
and the Tigers wanted to do a deal.
The Tigers didn't want to do a deal, Margot.
They wanted Reece Walsh in exchange for Billy Walters.
That's not true. That's not true at all. Billy Walters was coming last year. Michael Maguire had injuries with these halves and he wanted Billy Walters as backup and because Billy Walters was coming back off a knee reconstruction.
Mm.
And the fact is that they didn't want to let Billy Walters go because they wanted him as insurance. He had nothing to do with that trade at all. And they've since let go Tom Dearden. They've since let go Andrew McCulloch right at the beginning of the season. If Andrew McCulloch went, Billy Walters would have come in for his spot. It had nothing to do with that one spot.
Right.
It was all around Cameron Smith.
Right. Though were those rumours. So there's obviously people out there trying to chisel in and have a go at Kevy. Let's go to the other side of it. Ben Eichen answers Broncos SOS. Is that what's happened here? Overnight, he's going to finish up on NRL 360 on Fox Sports on Wednesday night and move straight into the position as?
Yeah, he's the head of football. He's the new Peter Nolan. Yeah, so this is how it all went down. Last Friday, Dave Donaghy and Ben Eichen were out at lunch. On Saturday, they met again. On Sunday, they came to terms. Ben Eichen spoke to the bosses at News Limited yesterday. Dave Donaghy spoke to the bosses of News Limited. And last night, it was announced around 4:30. He is the head of football. He's in charge of the football department for the Brisbane Broncos, a former Broncos. And he is now entrusted with overseeing the salary cap, recruitment and retention. Obviously, the coaching staff, the strength and conditioning, everything to do with rugby league, Ben Eichen is in charge of at the Brisbane Broncos.
Is he Kevy's boss?
Well, 100%. But yes, in essence, yes, he's Kevin Walters' boss. He's the bloke in charge, not of the decisions that happen on the football field, but of the whole way the coaching structure looks and everything like that, yes.
Kevy still, as the coach, has the end say over who he has in his team, though.
100%. 100%. Yeah.
He's the one that sits across from the player and negotiates their deals and their contracts and says, we want you or we don't want you, not Ben Eichen.
No. Ben Eichen will be doing that along with Dave Donaghy. That's been one of Kevy's biggest bug bites, that he has had to do that and he can't coach. Because there's been no CEO, he's been having to go to recruitment and retention, go down, negotiate contracts. He's had to do all that kind of stuff. Obviously, the coach has a lot of input into it. But that was never done in the past. If you look at the Melbourne Storm setup, Frank Panisi's the football manager. He does all the negotiations. They meet when Craig Bellamy meets. He meets with Frank Panisi, and then Frank Panisi does the negotiations with the manager, comes back to the coach.
Not at the Broncos, coaches, though. Right. Wayne Bennett always did the contract negotiations, and I know that because my husband played for them and he didn't use a player manager, and he would always negotiate his deal with Wayne Bennett, who had the final say.
But that's not necessarily the best way to do it.
Not necessarily the best, but it's the way it's always been done at the Broncos.
Well, it's not being done that way anymore, Margo. I can tell you now.
That's pretty good.
It's not being done that way.
I agree, yeah. Dobbo. You need to remove the coach, especially if it's not
Kevin
Wayne Bennett.
Well, Kevin just said to me, Kevin said, I spoke to Kevin last night. He is so happy about Ben Eichen coming.
Bloody
he
good.
Said, that's a great move. He said, I can go back. He said, Eichen's going to be a head kicker. He's a tough character. Yep. He's tough in business. He said he will get the job done. And he said, what I want to be able to do is coach and not have to worry about the externals. And that's the biggest job. That's what Kevin Walters needs to do, because that's what he was employed to do.
Dobbo, our NRL insider and host of the Rush Hour Queenslander. You can get it on the Listener app and 6 p.m. right here on Triple M. Thanks, Dobbo.
See you later, guys.